You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
All right, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. A lot to talk about. We tried to get through as many stories as we could in the first hour. For those of you listening in on the second hour, I'm so glad you could tune in. Luckily, some of my affiliates have been expanding us to a couple hours. Our full show was 3 hours, and we're going to be giving you some scoop, hopefully later on in the month, on some time changes. So hopefully you guys are going to be able to get us live, be able to call in, and we could get your medical questions and answers. In the meantime, just stay up to date. Make sure you connect with me on Facebook. Make sure you connect with me on Twitter so I can give you guys up to date as we get them. All right. So far in today's show, which we're going to be diving into a little bit more, is Paul Ryan's Medicare plan. Once Mitt Romney picked Representative Paul Ryan as his running mate, the focus by the liberal media, of course, changed from jobs and health care and getting this economy on track to Medicare being completely demolished. And so we just kind of need to hash through that and just fill you in on what exactly Paul Ryan is urging we do with Medicare, and let you guys decide if this is something good or something bad. And of course, you're going to hear what I think. I also want to talk about the latest with the Jerry Sandusky case, where it appears that Jerry Sandusky possibly shared the boys he assaulted with a major Penn State donor. We're going to talk about some of that information as I get it. I also want to talk about the Texas A&M University shooting that happened. Just frightening, frightening stuff. We also have Representative Jesse Jackson Jr. Has come forth today. We found out that he has been treated for bipolar disorder. We're going to discuss about that. From what I understand, Billy Graham is in the hospital for bronchitis. Appears to be in stable condition. So far, so good. Also have more information on hospitals and how they're at the 6-week mark now until they get penalized for Medicare readmissions, and how that's going to affect you if you have Medicare and you want to be admitted to any of these hospitals. So we have a lot to talk about. Of course, we have your questions and calls. I know many of you have, I'm just writing a note to my lovely Kyle. We got Kyle working the dials today. Also, big thanks to Genesis Communications Network. Many of you have been calling in with your medical questions. I apologize if I can't get to all of them. I have been trying to email you. Some of you have been emailing me, and when I email back, the address gets returned mail. So look at your filter, et cetera. Make sure it'll allow me to answer you back just in case you don't get a chance to listen to us answer your question on air. All right. Of course, you could call in at 1-877-DOC-DALI. You could email us at drdahlia.com. When you go on Facebook later to talk to your friends in Superpoke and Farmville or do whatever you do on Facebook, make sure you find the Dr. Dahlia page and don't forget to connect to it so I can also give you up-to-date information. Okay, let's go to some of your questions. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Yes, is it possible to get pancreatitis after a nephrectomy due to urothelial cancer?
Oh my, yes, absolutely. Oh, this is what I would love to have you live. Oh, I'd like to know what you're going through, you poor thing. Yes, absolutely. You know, if you get a kidney removed from having surgery, and you have a certain type of cancer, the pancreas is usually not really going to be affected surgical-wise. I mean, sometimes you could have surgery and the stress of the surgery could inflame the pancreas, but still having the pancreas, you're still at risk for a variety of things that could happen. You know, we sometimes get very, very nervous when you have high fats in your blood, whether it's post-op or not, because high fats can cause a pancreatitis. You can also still have pancreatitis because of gallstones. And the gallbladder is a lot more north than the kidneys are. That has a duct that can connect and cause backup pressure to the pancreas. If you drink alcohol, that could cause pancreatitis. Infections can cause pancreatitis. So absolutely. email me if you have any more information and you want me to go a little bit more into depth at drdahlia.com. I'd like to know more about what's going on and what happened with your surgery and what you had to have done. All right, 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. For those of you who still buy Happy Meals for your kids, don't feel guilty. Don't feel guilty. Every now and then we still do it, too, you know, when we're on the run. Anyway, it looks like the apple slices that are sold at McDonald's and Burger King have been pulled due to Listeria risk. No one's gotten sick from Listeria, but they have had to pull the Ready Pack Foods apples. It's been shipped to restaurants and stores in 36 different states, including McDonald's and Burger King, those little kind of apple slices that they use with the apple dippers. All right. The recall occurred after Listeria was detected on equipment at Ready Pack's Mesa Bay unit. All right. And I guess they're recalling almost 300,000 cases of it, as well as certain sandwich products, vegetable products, etc. I'm not going to list all the states because we're looking at 36 of them. I wish they could actually give us the 14 that don't have it. All right. But anyway, just keep your eye out for those. And if you have no, if when in doubt, wash it out. Okay, let's do that. When in doubt, check it out. Or when in doubt, wash it out. So if you have any fruits or vegetables, and you're getting sick and tired of hearing all these recalled with packaged foods, just wash off what you have. Honestly, just wash it off. Wash it off really, really good. All right? No one's been getting sick, but you don't know if this equipment is clean or not. I mean, you know, when I hear this, that Ready Pack Foods has to do this recall because Listeria was detected on equipment at their Mesa Bay unit, was it detected in a routine inspection? And then how often are these routine inspections? And, you know, is it just because it was Ready Pack because that was inspected that day? And then somebody next week is going to be inspected? I don't know. I mean, obviously, there's some supposed to be some quality assurance and, you know, QA protocols that these companies do. But, I mean, I'm just at the point now where I am sick and tired of hearing all these recalls every week. There's a recall for something that I just want to cook everything and clean everything off. And that's what I would recommend to you all. All right. Reverend Billy Graham is recovering from bronchitis in the hospital. He is at a North Carolina hospital. From what we understand, he is resting, doing well. 93 years old. 93 years old. Tough guy. But he was able to watch the closing ceremony of the Olympics. Ate breakfast. Is doing good. All right, guys, don't go away. We got a lot to talk about in this hour. 1-877-DOCDALI.
Hi, Jason Lewis here. Anybody who's been listening to my program knows how shaky the U.S. economy is right now. Will we have a V-shaped recovery, or will it be a W-shaped one where the nation slips back into recession? Of course, if you think that Washington can spend or inflate its way out of a downturn, you've got nothing to worry about. But as you know, I have my doubts. So let me tell you about gold. Now, as my friend Ted Anderson from Midas Resources likes to say, gold, like all commodity markets, fluctuates in price, and you could lose money. But it has never been worth zero. Give it some thought, and if you're interested in converting your IRA to gold or would like to actually have it in your possession, call Midas Resources today at 1-800-686-2237. The U.S. dollar was once backed by gold, but has since lost 90% of its value. And if things don't change, I'm afraid the trend will continue. Call Midas Resources today at 1-800-686-2237 for gold and tell them Jason Lewis sent you.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
every day. Nearly 3,000 families enter into foreclosure and face losing their home. If you're currently behind on your mortgage, you can still avoid foreclosure. You can save your home, but you need to act now. We're Allied State Foreclosure Services. We're experts in saving homes from foreclosure. With just one phone call to us, you can stop the foreclosure process, lower your monthly mortgage payments, and save your home. Call now. The call is free with no obligation. 1-800-597-8843. Call us if you've been threatened with foreclosure, denied loan modification, or missed a payment on your mortgage. If you've been a victim of a predatory loan or are upside down on your mortgage, even if you've lost your job and you're worried about losing your home, don't wait. Call us now and let us help you save your home. You've worked hard to build a life with your family. Let us help you keep your home. Call now before it's too late. 1-800-597-8843. 1-800-597-8843. 1-800-597-8843.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today. HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system. Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Did you know that 50% of heart attacks are brought on by infections? Did you know that hospitals are breeding grounds for antibiotic-resistant bugs like MRSA? The environment is infected with parasites, and the mild winter means ticks with Lyme disease, mosquitoes with West Nile virus, and cold and flu viruses will be on the rise. Protect yourself with Nature's Natural Antiparasitic, Antiviral, Antifungal, Antibiotic, Allicin, the Heart of Garlic. Get concentrated protection with Alli-C and Alli-Ban from AffinityHealthProducts.com. One capsule of Alli-C equals 40 cloves of garlic or 100 garlic pills. With no garlic breath, Alli-Ban has Allicin in spray, liquid, and cream forms with three times more strength than leading brands and cost less. Go to AffinityHealthProducts.com, spelled AffinityHealthProducts.com, healthproducts.com, or call 877-888-7126. That's 877-888-7126. Protect yourself with Alli-C or Alli-Ban from AffinityHealthProducts.com.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So I guess a man has come forward alleging that he saw Jerry Sandusky and a quote-unquote prominent Penn State University donor sexually abusing two boys together aboard a private plane. The FBI now is taking the accusations, quote-unquote, seriously and has opened an investigation into a pedophile sex ring that could spread beyond a former Penn State football coach, Jerry Sandusky. Not surprised. I mean, up until now, everybody thought this was just Jerry Sandusky acting alone. The newest allegations threaten bring out more ideas and possibilities that there was more to the whole abuse scandal and possibly more of a ring. Big questions have not been answered as to how Jerry Sandusky could go all these years without anybody saying anything and without anybody wanting to come forward. You know, was he, you know, of that much clout? Well, this is painting a whole different picture if you have donors involved as well. A very sick, disgusting picture, I might add. All right. RadarOnline.com reports that the witness, who has business ties to the Penn State Booster told postal inspectors and the FBI that he was aboard the private plane when the alleged abuse occurred. He said he remained silent about what he saw until now and does not know whether the boys are new victims or if they have already been identified as having been abused. If the feds can prove what this witness is saying, another anonymous source has said, then obviously the situation is worse. The witness does not know who the boys are and if they were from Sandusky's Second Mile charity. Why did this guy come forward if this happened? The witness does not know who the boys are. They say federal authorities are looking into the possibility that Sandusky shared his young victims with other pedophiles, including a quote-unquote very rich, very powerful man connected with the university. Universities, okay, let me see, what else do we have here? I don't even think I want to go further. Okay, we know he was the defensive coordinator of Penn State football team. All right, was found guilty, multiple charges, facing 442 years in prison. I wouldn't be surprised. I mean, I you know, nothing surprises me anymore, and I don't think anything should surprise us. All right, you know, when you have a university, a whole, whether it's just the athletics department or the whole university, and I'm assuming people in other aspects of other departments of the university knew about this when it was happening, for them to keep quiet, right? You know, it was one thing to think, okay, now wait a second, were they afraid of this one man, Jerry Sandusky? But now when you hear, well, there could have been multiple people involved, all right, it just kind of lends credence to the fact that more and more people were scared about coming forward because this could have been a whole foundation of people. And it's frightening to think that something like this could go on as long as possible. With any bad thing that happens and sadistic and disgusting and chaotic and criminal thing that happens, you know, many of us, we try to find a silver lining to something because this is so hard to take and so hard to ingest and deal with. But maybe the silver lining to this is if any of this baloney is happening in other universities or other companies and, you know, people are seeing how you go down if you don't report it, you know, maybe some of these other horrific sex rings are going to be exposed. Now, I'm not saying other universities have this happen, but I mean, if it could happen to Penn State, you know, we shouldn't be naive and think it won't happen anywhere else. Pretty frightening stuff. So we'll keep you posted. One of the worst stories I have to report on, but we'll keep you posted as we hear more. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC, D-A-L-I. Well, Representative Jesse Jackson Jr. has been now a patient at Mayo Clinic since July and has been treated for bipolar depression. He claims that this will not stand in the way of his continuing in Congress, and he is seeking re-election. Right, he is not the first lawmaker to have to battle a psychiatric illness. Former Representative Patrick Kennedy, Democrat of Rhode Island, stayed in Congress several years after he was diagnosed with bipolar, suffered from depression, has spoken publicly about this. Jackson has been absent from Congress since June 10th. How much sick leave do you get in Congress? Just asking. When I was pregnant with my kid, I only got 2 weeks maternity leave. I went back to work 2 weeks. I only had 2 weeks maternity leave. And then when I opened up my office, I went back after 3 days. I couldn't imagine being off work over 2 months. But, I mean, you know, he had to get his treatment. I just don't know. Is this paid leave? Is it paid leave? I'm dying to know what their sick leave is. Anyway, he was absent from Congress since June 10th, responding well, diagnosed with bipolar. Mood swings, you know, bipolar, we've talked about where you have, it's a very, very common disorder. It is very debilitating for some. You have mood swings, you could get very depressed. You also could be very high. However, many bipolar patients don't get the high. They get the manic and they get the anxiety. And so they don't have the highs or the happiness. Some people in the manic stage could have excessive sexual issues. They could go on spending sprees, gambling sprees, etc. But many people with bipolar 2 depression, the depression is a huge component of it. And they don't handle stress well and unfortunately need to undergo pretty extensive evaluation. Now, what was interesting is Jackson was admitted to Mayo Clinic for also gastrointestinal issues. So I get a little nervous of, you know, if there was any alcohol alcoholism involved, because many people with bipolar will treat with alcohol. Not because, again, they want to get a buzz. You know, they're victims to their disease, and many of them drink. However, Representative Jesse Jackson Jr. did have bariatric surgery in 2004, had a duodenal switch. Sometimes this can have issues later on in life. So from what we understand, he might have been treated for that. So, you know, we'll keep you posted. I'm not sure when he's going to be released from the Mayo Clinic. Still no word. From what we understand, family says he had not had a suicide attempt, had not been drinking, etc., but is suffering from bipolar. I mean, my issue with this and public office is there's many people with bipolar, and I believe they could hold public office, all right? I mean, a concern that I think some of his constituents could have is if he's had to be off for 2 months, all right, is he going to have to be off again for another couple months? Okay, bipolar can be pretty devastating, and for some it could be mild. There's many people working. I'm sure there's many people in our Congress and in our Senate that have bipolar or depression and anxiety, and we talked about how difficult that would be to screen all government workers and public officials for quote-unquote mental illness. We may even have to define using the term mental illness, redefine that. All right. If many people have depression and anxiety and go through different bouts of it, do they really have a mental illness, or is depression a fact of life? Is anxiety a fact of life? You know, somebody that doesn't want to go on an airplane and has phobias with flight and is afraid to fly, flight anxiety, is that a mental illness? And then if so, would that, you know, prevent them from public office? You know, I mean, Pelosi, shoo, you know, but with all her flights, definitely she doesn't have that. But anyway, so, I don't know how much more debilitating this could be for Representative Jackson. And if he had to take 2 months off because it was so severe, then your next question is, when he does heal, is he healed? Is he going to go back into remission? Does he need to get this fixed and then, you know, come back? I mean, I'm sure he doesn't want to give up his seat. Right? But then again, if people find that having bipolar depression and having a history of severe of it doesn't allow you to serve in Congress, how many people are not going to be allowed to serve in a public office? Right? And should a person with bipolar be in the White House? I mean, if they could go through, I mean, if they could, we don't know what happened. We didn't know if he collapsed. We don't know if he passed out. We don't know if he had a fit. We don't know what happened to him, but we know his diagnosis is bipolar from what the media is giving us. All right. I mean, do we want someone to have a possible fit in the White House? Do we need to have restrictions? Do we, you know, so this is a lot bigger than we think. It just, I don't think anybody wants to talk about it now because, you know, I think the majority of people are being treated for something, whether it's anxiety and depression. And even if it's not considered a mental illness, it could be later used against them if they use this against Representative Jesse Jackson Jr. But, you know, it'd be nice to see him heal and recover and come out. I would be a little bit concerned, you know, if our congressman had to be off for a couple, a couple months, and if, you know, he would have to leave again as his duty. See, the one thing I notice is when the president has to leave, or if the president is incapacitated, we have the vice president in charge. Who is in charge when your congressman is incapacitated? Oh, Dr. Dye, they don't do much anyway. It doesn't matter. I think it does matter a little bit. I think it does. I think, you know, I mean, is there a plan B? I don't know. All right, guys, don't go away. A lot more to talk about, including Representative Ryan's plan. Don't go away. 1-877-DOC-DELLY.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
What do you do when your propane runs out and you don't have a large amount of wood for cooking? That's when you need a Grover Rocket Stove from StockStorage.com. The Grover Rocket Stove starts easily with any combustible material, like junk mail, small twigs, leaves, weeds, or dry sagebrush. Then just add a small amount of kindling wood, and you'll be cooking entire meals in minutes. Grover Rocket Stoves are made right here in the USA, and are built to last a lifetime, using heavy-duty thick-gauge steel, and are painted with high-temp paint to withstand heat. Go to StockStorage.com and see three great Grover Rocket Stoves, stainless steel, heavy duty, or our original Grover Rocket Stove for only $135, and get free shipping to the lower 48. For phone orders, call 801-361-6984 or go to StockStorage.com. That's 801-361-6984 or StockStorage.com. The original Grover Rocket Stove minimal wood use cooking stoves, available exclusively from StockStorage.com.
Alex Jones here with a great way to beat the blackouts, get off the grid, and generate your own supply of electrical power. Folks, with what's been going on in this country, I don't have to tell you about the power grid and just how vulnerable it is. That's in the mainstream news every day. Millions of people have lost their power in the last few weeks because of dangerous storms and killer heat that's pushing the grid beyond its capacity. I've always said that every family needs to be ready for blackouts. And if you don't have a backup system in place, I've got a great opportunity for you. Right now, our good friends at Solutions from Science are offering huge savings on their best-selling Power Hub unit. In fact, I think it's the best deal I've ever seen them make. It's literally thousands of dollars in savings. Remember, these backup systems don't need gas because they're solar-powered. That means there's no dangerous fumes and no noise. InfoWars listeners can get all the details at beattheblackouts.com. That's beattheblackouts.com.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
All right, we are back on the Dr. Dollier Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOC. D-A-L-I. Okay, so NPR has reported that thousands of hospitals are going to face the penalties that the Obamacare plan is going to institute probably within the next 6 weeks. Now, these penalties that we've talked about have to do with Medicare readmissions. Now, Medicare is trying to crack down, so to speak, on readmissions for the hospitals, saying what they're going to do is they're going to cut and withdraw either 1%, 2%, 3% of their payments to the hospitals if they feel the hospitals didn't do a good enough job of preventing these patients from being readmitted again. They say nearly 1 in 5 Medicare beneficiaries is readmitted within a month. Now, whose fault is that? Is it really the hospital's fault? Is it your fault? If you get sick, is it really the hospital's fault? Now, if you get sick at the hospital, I mean, if you go into the hospital for a gallbladder removal, and then you come down with an MRSA infection, okay, I can understand you'd be upset. But we're not talking about that. We're talking about if you have cardiac issues and you have another cardiac event, or you have chest pain and you need to be watched, or if you have colitis and you get another bout of colitis, or if you have COPD, emphysema, and you go into another exacerbation of that, okay, is it really the hospital's fault? Is it your fault? Well, they're making it your fault because when they penalize the hospital, it penalizes you. So they're saying nearly one in five Medicare beneficiaries is readmitted within a month. Among the hospitals getting penalized over the next 6 weeks is going to be Mount Sinai Hospital, New York Presbyterian Hospital, Manhattan, University of Michigan Health System in Ann Arbor, Yale, New Haven Hospital in Connecticut, Massachusetts General Hospital, which was just lauded the best hospital in the country by U.S. News, will lose 0.5% of Medicare payments for each admitted patient. A total of 278 hospitals are going to be getting the maximum penalty. And I guess there's a list where you can look up the hospital and what's going to happen to them. They say the hospital is at fault because they should have made sure that their patients were going to take their medications. Make sure the patients knew what to do and had good instructions going home. Okay, I have to admit some of my patients would prefer some better recommendations and, you know, a better plan. But remember, the hospital is the hospital. They're not your private doctor. They're not the doctor you see on the outside. They're not your home health nurse. They also are not your chauffeur to the pharmacy. Many of my patients do not like taking the medications they get from the hospital. They don't like taking all the medications. They feel sick. They may not want to spend the money. I mean, think about it. If you are a COPD patient, not taking any medications, and you smoke, okay, and you have an exacerbation where you can't breathe, you're going to go to the hospital. What are they going to do? They're going to put you on breathing treatments. They're going to do something called pulmonary toilet. They're going to give you, I know, that always makes me giggle too, pulmonary toilets. They're going to give you either theophylline, steroids, etc., atropine, okay? Then when they think your lungs are stable enough, they'll probably give you an antibiotic. They're going to send you home. They're going to send you home on a couple different inhalers. They're going to make sure you have a breathing. They're going to send you home with a breathing machine. They're going to probably send you home with antibiotics and instructions to follow up with your doctor. If you don't follow up with your doctor, because maybe your doctor doesn't take Medicare anymore, or maybe you don't have the money for copays, if you don't want to buy all those medications, if you don't like taking all those medications, you may get another COPD exacerbation and head back to the hospital. Is that your fault? Is it the hospital's fault? Whose fault is it? Well, the government doesn't care. Government doesn't care. Remember, nothing's fair. Government's not fair. The government doesn't care what's fair or not. They're going to penalize the hospital. So what are these hospitals doing to their Medicare patients? Well, the one thing we discovered about a month or two ago is rather than provide you a chauffeur to take you to Walgreens to get your pharmacy prescriptions, rather than go home with you, tuck you into bed, and put the pill in your mouth, these hospitals, since they have no idea how to control this situation because people get sick, that's just what happens, especially if you don't have health, if you don't have health insurance or access, right? Especially if you have Medicare and many doctors aren't taking Medicare anymore. And when you call, they go, oh, I'm sorry, we're not taking another Medicare patient for 2 months. Sometimes your only choice is going back to the hospital. So what are these hospitals doing? They're just not going to admit you to in the first place. If they don't admit you in the first place, then they can't be penalized for the readmission. And what we're finding out and what we saw with my friend's father who had COPD is they kept him in the ER for 3 days until they were convinced that they had to bring him back in. And then, of course, they didn't let him go. He wanted to leave and they wouldn't let him go because, of course, if he left and came back, they get penalized. Now, remember, we talked about this in the previous hour. All right. Don't think hospitals were immune to this recession or depression we're in. Hospitals are very cash strapped. So there is no way they're going to take these penalties lightly. All right, this is not going over well at all. And who is suffering? The Medicare patient. Because the Medicare patient now is getting stuck in the ER. They don't want you. So here we are with Paul Ryan, who is now Mitt Romney's pick. I think it's a good pick. I think it's going to go well. We spent a lot of time dealing with your emails on how, oh, Mitt Romney is alienating women, he's alienating Jews, he's alienating Native Americans, he's alienating African Americans, he didn't pick. No. I think it's a little condescending. I think it's a little patronizing to just pick a person of a demographic to think you're going to get votes that way. All right? I mean, don't pick a woman randomly just so you get the women's votes. I think it's insulting. We're not stupid. Okay, what do we care about right now? We care about getting this economy back on its feet. I mean, we want our neighbors and our mothers and our brothers to have jobs. We want them having health care. All right, we want to know how to deal with all this unrest in the Middle East. And as far as I'm concerned, if Mitt Romney wants Paul Ryan, if he wants his mama in the White House with him, I am fine with that. Because remember, when Mitt Romney, if he does get elected, and he makes it to the White House, not only are we expecting him to fix the economy and fix health care, right, and protect our borders and deal with the immigration crisis that we have, but we expect him to do it within the first couple months. Okay? We don't expect him to win the Nobel Peace Prize like Obama did. We don't. I'm not expecting that. He doesn't have to. Okay? I don't know what Obama did to win that, but I'm not expecting that from Mitt Romney. He doesn't have to be that. That amazing. Okay? All right? I'm expecting that this is going to be a very, very rough first 100 days for him because nobody's going to give him 4 years. They're going to start ripping on him and criticizing him within the first few days of office. You can't fix the economy in the first few days of office, but people are going to want answers. They're going to be mad, and January 21st, they're going to want to know what was done. Well, of course, he's going to try to repeal Obamacare. He's going to try to do things, of course, because he knows he only has a finite amount of time to convince voters to put their faith in him. But is it realistic to think that Mitt Romney can fix the economy in 4 years, let alone his first 100 days? No. It's not realistic at all. So he's going to need all the help he can. And if he thinks Representative Paul Ryan is the one to help him, then amen to that. And the interesting thing is the fact that he picked Paul Ryan, all right, means he wasn't trying to cater to a demographic. He picked who he thought would need to do the job. Well, Dr. Dahl, he picked Paul Ryan because he was young. He's not catering to the young voters. Really, do you think the Justin Bieber groupies, the Miley Cyrus groupies, know who Paul Ryan is? No, Paul Ryan is not catering to a young demographic. He picked him because he thought this is the guy that's going to help him with the economy, help him through health care. And I commend him for doing that. Whether Paul Ryan is the right man for the job or not, the fact that he didn't try to condescend and give in to a demographic to please us women, to please us Latinas, to please us Jews, to please us African Americans, but he's like, look, I'm just going to pick who I think will help me. Like I said, he could have picked his mama. I would have been happy with that. Pick whoever you need. Yes, Condoleezza Rice would have been a wonderful pick, but she didn't want to. Marco Rubio, he didn't want it, okay? He picked who he thought could do the job, and I don't think any of us should be insulted, all right? He's got to do what he's got to do. Now, let's look at what the Medicare plan could possibly entail under Paul Ryan. Don't go away. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
How's your pH today? Are you acidic? How alkaline is your blood and body? What is the pH of the water you drink? We are AlkaVision, and we have the answers. Drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining vibrant health and high energy, because bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. If your drinking water isn't at a pH level of 8 or higher, boost it with AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Our unique formula will alkalize your water, ridding your body of harmful toxins and acid, and help regain energy and health. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise the pH of your body to optimal levels. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615, 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
Now at DeseretFoodStore.com. Sign up for a 1 month supply of delicious food for only $99 with free shipping. That's right, only $99. Gourmet restaurant style meals with a 30-year shelf life. Packaged in heavy duty Mylar bags for easy transport and freshness. Meals like stroganoff, lasagna, teriyaki, five bean chili, granola pancakes, and much more. Visit DeseretFoodStore.com. Spelled DeseretFoodStore.com or call 801-444-1444. Food for now, food for life.
In a coming apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, tow line, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
We've lived in this neighborhood for years. We have an alarm system and all of our doors have deadbolts. They kicked in our door and were in and out of our house in about 5 minutes. The police arrived in about 20 minutes, but they were long gone with our TV, jewelry, and my guns. I kept thinking, what if my family had been home? The police officer said that more than 85% of break-ins are through a door and that deadbolts alone don't stop intruders. The officer told me to go to EZArmor.com if we wanted something that would actually stop an intruder. EZArmor reinforces all of the weak points on your doors and is guaranteed to prevent kick-ins. I was surprised at how little EZArmor costs, and I installed EZArmor in about 30 minutes.
Visit EZArmor.com. That's the letters EZArmor.com. Or call 888-58-ARMOR. That's 888-582-7667. EZArmor.com. Ultimate door security made easy.
If you owe the IRS, you can't make the problem go away without professional help. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax debt problems for 30 years, and I can help you too. We can stabilize IRS collection action and get your tax debt reduced, sometimes completely eliminated. And if you received a 1099 from a bank because of mortgage or other debt forgiveness, the vast majority of the time, I can show you how to completely erase it so you pay no taxes on what the IRS will consider to be taxable income. Call us for a free consultation to discuss the many possibilities. Call 1-800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NOTAX. Or go to my website at taxhelponline.com.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you. Call us today, 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic. And as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable, patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver. That's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver. UtopiaSilver.com or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com. Taking back America's healthcare, one American at a time.
On the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Kyle, who's working the dials. Big thanks to George, who's also helping make the show happen. Big thanks to all of you for tuning in. A lot of stress, as you can see, you know, especially with everything going on now with the election. All right, we are already planning our Dr. Dahlia Alaskan cruise. I'm going to be making up a commercial soon to give you guys more details. If you can, please go to my website at drdahlia.com. Check out the Alaskan cruise site so you can see if this is something that you may want to do for your summer vacation next year. Going to be great. We were able to secure a block of rooms. It was difficult because these Alaskan cruises always sell out. So we tried to secure a block of rooms, lock in the price so it doesn't go up throughout the year. It's going to be phenomenal. It's going to be exquisite. We try to do this cruise every year, and a lot of fun. So please check that out. Also, if you do miss any of the Dr. Dahlia show, we talk about so much throughout the 3 hours. There is an on-demand button on my website. You could click that and listen to previous shows. Plus, we also have an Android app. So for those of you with an Android phone, you could click on it, free app, download it, and then you can listen to the Dr. Dahlia show anytime. If you drive, don't drive, if you sit, whatever you do at work, etc., download that. Still working on the iPhone app, so stay tuned with that. Whew, okay. All right. So what the media has now done with the Romney-Ryan ticket is completely change the focus from jobs to defuncting Medicare and getting rid of the whole Medicare program, which is scaring a lot of seniors. Okay? And that's what they want to do. All right. But, you know, if you look at what Paul Ryan has suggested we do, and yes, you know, he has suggested a couple things. And, you know, from what I understand, the latest is there's going to be some changes that they are recommending to Medicare. Now, you know, keep in mind, the Affordable Health Care Plan already tried to defund, already defunded Medicare by billions of dollars. Okay, so, you know, don't think one side or the other is going to be better for Medicare based on somebody cutting funds to Medicare. Trust me, Medicare is going to be reformed. If we're reforming health care, there is no way Medicare is going to be immune. And as you can see from what we discussed in the previous segment about what's happening to hospitals and Medicare patients, and what some of you Medicare patients are already seeing, you may want some reforms being done. Now, what Paul Ryan has suggested is after 2023, seniors, so whoever now is on Medicare shouldn't be affected. It's more a 55 and below when we go on Medicare. But what they're suggesting is rather than you being stuck with only one choice, Medicare, that there would also be a subsidy system such that you could buy private insurance plans. So you could keep traditional Medicare or have an option of buying a private insurance plan. Now, to me, that doesn't sound harmful. I think I like the idea of you guys getting a choice. From what we understand with some of the logistics, it may cost Medicare patients an extra $800 out of pocket. Again, I don't have all the logistics on why, where that happens, but from what I understand, my Medicare patients are already paying more because they have more copay, more coinsurance. Now that a lot more things are not being covered by Medicare like they were a year ago, they're having to pay out of pocket. Like a lot of my patients for their pre-op chest x-rays, they're coming out of pocket for that. So we already see Medicare patients coming more out of pocket. The other thing we're noticing is Medicare patients have less doctors to go to. More doctors are quitting Medicare. More doctors are quitting the profession. And now we see the issue with hospitals. And if a hospital is going to get penalized because you have Medicare, you're walking around with like the scarlet letter on your chest. You have Medicare. You're going to probably be noticing some sort of discrimination, whether it be preventing readmitting you, preventing you from even being admitted to begin with. And we're already seeing that. I'm already having patients tell me we're already seeing that. Okay. You know, age discrimination, I think, is going to be coming back even more full force, and not just in the job setting, but in the medical setting. So I think what's very frustrating for a senior, and I can't speak for all seniors, but what I could, you know, when I could speak for my patients and many of my listeners, is that like to have a choice. Many of them don't want to be on Medicare. Now, sometimes you have no choice because you've been putting money into the system, and Medicare, what, Medicare is supposed to be completely devoid of funds by, what, 2024, is it? So as a senior, I would be pretty scared right now, thinking that Medicare would be out of funds, that they're already trying to skim benefits from Medicare's, from what Medicare covers. They're already cutting what they're paying doctors. I know every now and then they throw incentives their way, etc. But the one thing I'm hearing from physicians is they're not getting paid on claims. It's taking longer to get paid on claims. There's these quote-unquote glitches. And now we're seeing that the hospitals are gripping for these penalties. And don't think it's a small amount of penalty. When you hear a 0.5% or a 1% or a 2%, think about the money that these hospitals rely on for Medicare each year. Plus, we're in a recession, so they're already losing. Plus, the value of the dollar. And now, on top of that, they're getting penalized if they readmit a Medicare patient. They're not going to want you. So many of my Medicare patients have been asking me, Dahlia, do I have to go on Medicare? Can't I stay on my work insurance? Can't I? But buying private health insurance now is so damn expensive that it's not a viable option. And you guys are trapped. I don't think I want to go on Medicare later, hearing what's happening. I don't want to walk into a hospital and they go, you know what, we're just going to stick you in bed too because we don't want to admit you. And I don't want the hospital getting penalized. I tell the hospital, I don't want you getting penalized. I promise I won't come back for a readmission if you admit me this time around. There's no way for you and the hospital to get through this. And the government isn't trying to penalize the hospitals because they think the hospitals are doing a poor job. Yeah, it just right now, the word of the day or the word of this administration is penalty. Even though the Obamacare is still a tax, if you notice, I have never heard a word used more often in any administration than this one, and that word being penalty. So if you ask me later in life, how would I characterize the Obama administration, it'll be penalty. There was a penalty for this, penalty for that. Penalty if you don't buy health insurance, if you don't buy health insurance. All right, not even tax. The first word that comes to my mind isn't even tax. It's penalty. Is that really how Obama wants his administration remembered? Really? So here we have Paul Ryan. And again, I don't know if this is the cure-all for Medicare, but trying to avoid a reform of Medicare, I don't think it's going to happen because we're already trying to reform health care. There's no way Medicare is going to be completely immune. And as you could see, it's not, because less of what is being covered for my Medicare patients we're already seeing Medicare be reformed. What we aren't seeing is an option for our seniors. If they can realistically and practically come up with a way where you could get an affordable private health insurance plan so you don't have to be stuck and trapped and branded with the letter M as your scarlet letter, this may not be too bad. Not too shabby. Okay, we're coming up on the end. Some quick medical stories. 1-877-DOLLY. Hope you could stay with us for another hour. They say cocoa-rich drinks may help the brain ward off dementia. A study published in Hypertension Today looked at 90 seniors who had some mild cognitive impairment with memory and language and judgment. They gave them some kind of heavy-duty cocoa drink with the flavonoids and the antioxidants, and then they tested them on attention and mental skills, and they did pretty darn good. So there's something to cocoa and warding off dementia. I can't wait. I mean, I love my candy bars, but hopefully it's milk chocolate. Next, antimicrobial soap and your antimicrobials for your hands have triclosan. Triclosan, T-R-I-C-L-O-S-A-N. We talked about this substance and some of them being an issue with endocrine issues, and now they're finding that it could hurt the hearts of mice, cause fish not to swim well, pretty dangerous to the muscles of certain animals. They don't know if that translates to humans. So when you get an antimicrobial, you may want to avoid triclosan until we can figure this puppy out a little bit more. All right, guys, don't go away. Don't forget to follow us on Facebook and Twitter. We'll be back for another hour. If this is your stop, God bless.
Take me down to the little white church. Take me down to the little white church.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding...
America, land of the free. But how free can you be, really, when internet viruses and malware can attack your computer? Sure, you have antivirus protection, but it's not free, is it? Until now. Now, Zone Alarm offers free antivirus protection, and independent studies show that Zone Alarm provides better malware protection than even Norton and McAfee. And they're not free, are they? Declare your freedom and go to GetBetterForFree.com. That's GetBetterForFree.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.